What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It's the middle of the week and it's Wednesday. And every Wednesday on the podcast, it's Practical Solutions Day. We take a real problem and bring a practical solution. Well, one of the challenges a lot of dental practices have is building a great team culture that's built on trust. And I'm here to tell you, you have to listen to this, because trust is the currency of your future. Let me say that again. Trust is the currency of your future in your practice and in your life. But oftentimes, we don't get any guidance on how to do that well. Well, today, we're going to fix all that with an amazing coach. Her name is Heather Crockett, and she gives us the three steps to build a trust culture. If you get this right, it'll change your life forever. It'll also change the lives of the people that work with you. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. Are you a dentist looking to create the ultimate dental practice? Are you thinking, how do I do this? How do I create the most amazing place to work at? Well, I'm here to tell you it's one thing. It's called trust. It's the key to your secret. It's the key to your practice, and it's the key to your family or whatever else you value. It's called trust. But the question becomes, how do we build the trust and build this culture of trust? Well, I don't have all the answers, but I do have somebody that does. And I have an amazing coach on today. Her name is Heather Crockett, and she's going to walk us through the three steps to build a trust culture. Heather, thanks for being back. I always appreciate you.
Thank you for having me back, Kirk. It's good to be here.
It's good to be here. And so this is an important one, and we were just doing a little bit of a pre-show, but I want, let's do this, because this one, I'm going to go off the rails on this one. So if you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to encourage you to stay on and really listen to this and then assess where you are on this, because if you get this right, I'm telling you, your whole world changes. But let's start here. Heather, let's go high level. Why is this important?
Trust is crazy important. It's the foundation to every dental practice that is truly successful. Without it, our team relationships suffer, our patient relationships suffer, the morale of the team declines, leadership influence weakens. If your team doesn't trust you, you better watch out. It's not good. Strong leaders in any industry will cultivate trust by demonstrating empathy, transparency, and consistency. When you have that trust and it's high enough, the team will be more engaged, they're productive, and they're committed to the practice's success, because they trust that they know that you know where they're going, that you're going to lead them in a direction that they believe in alongside you because they trust you. You can navigate challenges that come your way with confidence. We all know challenges come our way often. By creating that trust, it will then increase a positive workplace that everybody craves, that everybody wants to work at. It really also increases that patient loyalty, which is huge. I just did a Facebook post yesterday for Dental Intelligence on new patient growth and what that looks like. When you don't have patients, you don't have a business. So getting patient loyalty is crucial, and making sure that the practice grows in the right direction.
Absolutely. And we did the GLS in 2023. You guys always talk about Craig Groeschel. If you can Google him. You can also follow his podcast, Craig Groeschel, an incredible leader on the concept of trust. Can you talk about what you learned or what we learned in that time?
Yeah. And just to clarify for our audience, so GLS stands for the Global Leadership Summit. And I had no idea it existed until I came on and started working for ACT, and all of the coaches were obsessed with GLS. And for good reason, because incredible speakers like Craig Groeschel come together to support leaders of all kinds for globally, for the entire world. It's a really, really powerful two-day session that you could join in person or virtually. So Craig Groeschel, he's usually one of the first to speak. And Craig Groeschel also has a leadership podcast and other really amazing resources. But here's what he said about trust at GLS in 2023. So not last year, but the year before. He said trust has three main components, and these are necessary in order to have that high level of trust that we're speaking to. He says transparency, empathy, and consistency are the three pillars and the qualities that together will build that trust that you're hoping to achieve.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about those and go deep into those a little bit more. And I know what you're thinking. I'm good at all those. No, you're not. I'm terrible at two of them for sure. And so let's break this down. But before we do, like, I've been doing this for 31 years. And if you're a dentist, I want you to think about this. You really need two things from the people around you. They have to like you, and they have to trust you. Now, there are many dentists we coach in which their teams like them, but they don't trust the leader for 1 second. And I'm not talking about the trust of being a good person. They don't trust you're going to be consistent. They don't trust you're going to tell the truth. They don't trust you're going to do the right thing. It is the most amazing thing when you work really hard as a human being to be good, likable, and behave well. That's basically core values. And those are pretty easy if they're established, and you do these three things that Heather's going to be talking about today, and you'll earn people's trust. You don't get people's trust, you earn it. And when you get both, I'm telling you, it changes your life. So let's start at the top, Heather. Take us from the top. Where do we start?
Well, let's start with transparency. You know me well, Kirk. I'm really good at this one. In fact, I may overshare it. I'm an open book. I am transparent. I will be completely honest. In fact, I've revamped my own personal core values recently. And one of them is unapologetically authentic. I just can't like get away from being myself and being open and transparent. But anyway, so the main bullet points here are openness fosters connection. Okay, people may admire a leader's strengths, but they connect more deeply when leaders are open about their struggles. That's that authenticity, that genuine piece of who we are as humans. You know, I did a client call this morning and I said, listen, I'm going to make some mistakes. I do make mistakes often, and I'm going to share them with you. And I want you to also share them with me when you notice it too. Because if I'm aware of those mistakes, then I can make some changes and some intentional changes too. Anything you would speak to on that?
Yeah, there's a lot of components. It really being vulnerable as a leader is important. Now, I'm not talking about being super vulnerable where you're bringing everything in your life that's garbage and pouring it on people. There's a certain point where too much of your garbage in a conversation isn't helpful. But if you can say, hey, listen, I'm struggling today. Not the best morning for me. Give me a little grace. That's one thing. It's also really good to be just humble. I'm just going to say like humble is really, it's nothing makes you, nothing is worse than going to a course sitting next to a dentist who's got it all figured out and they're great at everything. That's just like the most boring friend you could ever have. But when somebody's really good at it and they're humble, almost in a self-deprecating way, you know, and everybody has a different way of looking at this, and that's, you know, that's one thing. I really love people that are humble. Another thing that I'll just add about transparency. Transparency isn't always about being vulnerable. For me, it's also being honest, and I'll use the word consistently, but like conveying the truth all the time. And that's really hard if you're an eye on the disc profile for me, because you're afraid of conflict. And so you don't want to tell people the truth right away because you're afraid of how they react. But what I've learned over and over and over and over again is that clear is kind. Don't try to be nice. I'm not telling you to be mean. Just be clear. And the more clear you are about things, that's transparency. Okay, guys, let me share with you what happened this morning. And because these things have been so important to us, and we teach them to so many dentists, and we've been involved with Traction, and I'm raising a family, and I have a spouse, I have learned like good news travels fast, but bad news travels faster in the Barrett house. That's when bad news happens, I need it right away. I need all the details. And that ultimately builds trust, because if I find out later that you weren't telling me the whole truth, I am now going to take 3 steps backwards and trust you less. Now, that's at home, but it's also in the workplace. So there's a lot of components in this, but I do agree, like, transparency is really, really important. You know, so another pet peeve of mine, and I do it, is when people say, can I be honest? I'm like, as opposed to what? You know?
What else are you going to do besides be honest?
You know, I'm going to be honest here, as opposed to never. You know, never am I honest. Like, I think if you can catch yourself. Now, I'm even going to say it. Like, I'm going to be honest, or in full transparency type of a thing. I like the term full transparency more than honest, because there's a difference. When you tell me you're going to be honest in this circumstance, I'm wondering if you're honest in the other ones. Does that make sense? So I don't even know if that answered your question, but transparency is a whole podcast in itself. We love people that are transparent, you know? So
yeah, I want to circle back to something you said about the humble, that humility piece, Kirk. One of my past clients, shout out to Adam Fox. We've stayed connected. And just a couple of months ago, he said, Heather, I just had to say something to you. I was talking to one of my friends. He was struggling in his practice. And I was like, yeah, call us, tell us what's happening so we can help you. And he said, one thing that I learned from my coach, Heather, at ACT, when I was in the coaching program, was that she coached me to apologize. And I feel like that fits really well into this transparency piece, is to be, that really encompasses that transparency, that communication that builds the trust, and that humility piece that you were talking about too. It fosters that connection, shows that you're human, shows that you also make mistakes. And in that moment, it's like, ooh, I trust you because you owned up to something that didn't go the way that you wanted it to go.
Yeah, that is so good. Shout out to Adam Fox for that. Also, yes. I this is a hard one to let go, because I would also say this. You need people around you that can tell you the truth and give you coaching. Do you know what I mean? In a moment. And so I have that here. I'm grateful. And one of the best coaches I've ever had is Dr. Barrett Straub. He'll come in and go, okay, listen, I'm going to give it. He used to ask, can I give you some feedback? And now it's just, I'm going to give you some feedback. And it's really good. And I've learned the hard way, because I like to talk. Like, I'm just going to take this and I'm going to listen in. And then I'll go home and think about it. I'm like, he's right. I shouldn't have said that today. I know what I was trying to do, but intention and impact were two different things. You need somebody in the moment that's really trying to help you be a better human being, because you can blow it up by trying to be right. And so transparency includes having people around you that can tell you the truth, you know? So love it. Love it, love it, love it. Anything else you would add? Now, we do have a communication rhythms guide tool in the BPA. So if you're wondering, like, this is a pretty heavy subject, Kirk, it is. It's huge. It's a lifetime study of how to be better as a human being and communicate. And so the communications rhythms guide is a great place to start. And what I'm trying to say is, we got your back in this. So where do we go next, it Heather? Is
for sure. Well, before we go next, I just want to say, like, in that speech that Craig Groeschel delivered at GLS, when he was talking through transparency, empathy, consistency, he said this comment about transparency is that people are impressed by your strength, but they connect with who you are and with your weaknesses. So in those moments when you're receiving that feedback, you thank and you appreciate Barrett. In those moments when a doctor like Dr. Adam Fox is apologizing to his team, like, hey, I'm sorry that this didn't go the way that we wanted it to go, that's when your team really connects, really truly connects with who you are. And that starts to build and foster the trust that we're talking about here. Totally. So yeah, getting those communications in place and getting those rhythms really down with your team, when you lean into the transparency, it's going to help to be one of the building blocks to the trust.
Yeah, you have to be able to apologize. You gotta learn. A shout out to my dad who told me this on my wedding day. I've shared it before. It's like, he told me this in the bathroom of all places. Like, he's like, son, come here. You married an incredible woman. But remember, you could be right or you can be married, but you can't be both. And I'm like, Dad, seriously. And I think of that conversation a lot. You know, it's one of those things. It's not always important to be right. So you can be in a relationship, but something to think about on transparency. So step number two is empathy. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, empathy. It's another big one. Listening strengthens relationships. When you ask really thoughtful questions and genuinely listen and show your team members that they're valued, that helps to exemplify what we're talking about here with empathy. Weighing in creates buy-in. So involving the team in the decision-making process and considering how changes will affect them as well can foster a sense of respect and collaboration also. Every decision that's made greatly affects every single team member on every team, but especially in dental practices, especially when we're talking about small dental offices. You know, I think of practices that I have that only have four or five team members. Everything is going to affect everyone. So taking that into consideration in the decision-making process is key and so important. The other piece of that is recognizing and appreciating your team, you know, giving them and showing them that gratitude in the way that they want to be shown that appreciation can really reinforce that culture and speak to the empathy piece.
Yeah, so true. You know, I think one of the things that we can start with is just by saying thank you. That would be number one. It's amazing how many people don't do that in a workplace. And number two, you mentioned it already, but gratitude is a really good tool in the world. And when you're experiencing gratitude, it's very hard to experience anger, frustration, fear. I mean, start with this. I'm alive. That's pretty cool. I own a business. I'm a dentist in the United States or wherever you are. I have a team. People come to my office. Like, we actually have a business that works. It's a good place to start. You know, my health is good. There's a lot of places to start, and it's really hard to go dark when you can count all those things. So it's good to be on that side of things. The other thing too, I love the word empathy, but there's a difference between empathy and sympathy, you know, and as a leader, you have to be empathetic to people's lives. They're human beings. Barrett said this when he first came on, listen, these are humans. And I was like, oh, I get it. And not that I'm mean or anything, but I like to expect a lot. And he's like, these are human beings with lives and things like that. They're not just going to stop work and work at night and do all these things. Like, we have to be careful about what we ask from them. So that's one thing. And then sympathy. Sympathy is, you know, I'm taking on your challenges as my own. There are times where we want to be sympathetic to other people's lives. But the fact that they have challenges and things like that, we can't necessarily take those on as our own. And you'll recognize when those happen, but I think it's really great to care. And I do this every day. I'm not telling you I'm perfect, but like, I like to make a connection every day with everybody I see. So I'll go right down the row and go, Laura, what's up? And even Oscar, our dog here, is what's up, Oscar, you know? And sometimes they're like, just drink decaf, dude, and like, go away. But the fact is, if you're a dentist, you can stop, just say hi to everybody. Ask them a question. Remember what they do. Andy plays, you know, like he plays softball on Tuesdays. I know that. So I want to know, did they win or lose last night? Well, last night they lost by 6 runs and it was a tough one, but it was a tough, but I think that's important. Like, as a leader, set the tone. The tone in your office starts at the top. It doesn't start in the middle. It doesn't start with your best patient. It starts at the top. So you as a leader, even if you had a crappy morning, let's set the tone for this place. Today, be a little empathetic. So anything else you would add, Heather, before we go on?
Not even be a little empathetic, be a lot empathetic.
For sure.
We're speaking about Craig Groeschel a lot today. I follow his podcast and I re-listened to one just yesterday talking about the rising leader generation. And he was talking about, like, my words, we're humans first. Before we can jump into the purpose and the values and the vision and everything that it is that we're trying to together as a team and move a business or a movement or whatever forward, we're humans before any of that. You were talking about this rising generation and questions that have come in. So Craig Groeschel was answering a whole bunch of questions. And one of them was like, gosh, how do I get my team to trust me? I might be younger than them. I might be like, what is it that I do? And he said, these are the questions that you ask when you come in as this new leader is, tell me your story.
Yeah.
Tell me your story. And they said, sometimes you'll get responses of, just work related. Like, no. We'll get to work later.
Right.
I want to know about you and tell me about your story. And when people know that you care about them personally, individually, as a human being outside of what it is that they do. And I'm not saying you have to be besties with them. No. But if you're aware that they play softball on Tuesdays and then you ask them about it the next day, that by far and away creates more trust and builds more trust than did you meet this number or did you not?
Yeah. Amen. And as always, for another podcast, all of these things can be systems. So you might be listening to this thinking, I got to do more of this, or I want to do more of this. Or you might be thinking the other side, Kirk, I don't have time to do any of this. I get it. I get it all. That was my narrative many years ago. When you do check-ins, which I'm a big fan of, and you do them systematically, you'll have time to figure out what people do on their own time. You'll find out that softball on Tuesdays is really, really important to them. And the, you know, the makeup of their team. He told me about his coach. I'm picturing Walter Matthau smoking a cigarette, you know, standing at first base. I want to meet this guy. You know what I mean? So like, when you have a system to be able to do this and not just on the fly, you're going to create that empathy more naturally, more organic. So I love it. I love it. So
yeah, we have a tool for that, by the way, building an appreciative workplace.
Yes.
It's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. So cool, cool, cool. Now, step number three is consistency. This is a huge one and one of the weakest elements of my life. So let's go there.
It's okay, Kirk. See, you're being transparent already.
Yeah.
Good job. Props. The thing with consistency, clear expectations will strengthen trust. Leaders need to communicate clearly, as we've talked about before, and reward behaviors that align with those expectations and address inconsistencies promptly. So we as leaders need to be consistent. We also need to hold our team members to the same. We need to hold them accountable to being consistent as well in their behaviors, in their job description, expectations, all of those things. When you talked about check-ins, Kirk, here's the thing. A check-in can be so powerful, but if you're inconsistent with a check-in, what does that scream? I mean, I know that you say all the time, like what you do screams you care or you don't care.
Right.
So you might care for 1 month, but then if you're not consistent with the check-in and the system of the check-in says that you're going to do it monthly or quarterly, and then you don't, what does that message send to your team?
Yeah, it does in a big way. And so this is a big one. Jim Collins said this, the signature of mediocrity is chronic inconsistency. Let that sit in for a little. Like, when I heard that the first time, I'm like, that is me. And my coach, Jamie, gave that. She's like, you think you're a great leader, but this is mediocre. And the reason is you're chronically inconsistent. Now, I thought inconsistency was cool because I like fresh, new ideas, groundbreaking, you know, strategy and all that stuff. But what I didn't know, I was fatiguing everybody. But you could take anything in your life. Let's take something like a marriage. When you're consistent in your marriage, like we always do date night, we always do dinner, we do the same thing. You might think you're boring. No, you're not. You're actually exciting. People know what to expect from you. With kids, you know this. If we've raised a lot of them in our house. I haven't done it perfectly, but like consistency works. When they know what to expect, they start to trust you. They start to expect it. They see it when it's not happening and go, I mean, we could go to dogs. I had two dogs at one time. I had, you know, and I took them to, I told this story so many times. I took them to the dog whisperer because I didn't know how to raise dogs. I love dogs. And they were out of control. And she was a famous dog whisperer in Kansas City. It was a lot of money. I remember taking the dogs and I'm like, you're going to fix my dogs. And like the first, I don't know, hour, the dogs didn't even, I'm like, when are we going to get to the dogs? She's like, it has nothing to do with the dogs. I was like, oh. And she said this. She's like, you're going to take those two kennels and you're going to take them home when we're done this program and you're going to point to them and they will go in those kennels. And I was like, right, whatever, like blah, blah. Do I get my money back if this doesn't happen? Well, true to form, I at the end of the program, I would point to the two kennels and the dogs would go in there and they would sit. She was right. And all they needed was consistency. But that's so important when you start to create consistency in your business. When you do the same meetings, when you say the same thing and you're consistent about the right things. Let me say that.
Yes.
It starts to build credibility. People love repetition in a good way. We could use this on health. We could talk about finance. Like if you start in business as a dentist and you save 10% your first year and you do it for the rest of your career, you have way too much money at the end of 30 years. You couldn't even spend it. you know? So I think it's really important that we skip over, you know, it's important to talk about consistency because we skip over it and we realize how important it is later on. I'll be quiet now because I could go on and on and on this one because this one changed my life in a big way. So what else would you add? Now, we actually have a tool for this, the CRO, Chief Reminding Officer. And the reason we created this tool, we borrowed it from Patrick Lencioni. He said, it's okay. Somebody in your organization has to be the Chief Reminding Officer or Repeating Officer. You can use both of those words interchangeably. You do it at home, you repeat the same things over and over again. And you as a leader at the office, you have to be repeating the same things. And it's got to be the why. Why do we do this? Who we are, what we do, the purpose behind everything. And you can see all that in the tool. So Heather, you have to stop me before I keep going. What else do we need to know?
I won't stop you. Well, here's the thing. With the Chief Reminding Officer, I would say don't apologize. When you're reminding and repeating, don't apologize. Don't say, sorry, guys, these are our values.
So wait, go back to that.
Don't do that.
Because
don't
you think
apologize.
You think it's condescending. You think I've already said this. But when you repeat the right things, they actually really appreciate it, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. That what you said before, clear is kind. And you will really make it hard on yourself if you start to apologize for the things that you said were the most important things. If you start to pull away from and you're not as transparent, you're not as open, and you're only sharing half of the story, guess who's going to follow you and do the exact same thing? Don't apologize for what's most important, for keeping those consistent communication rhythms. Don't apologize. This is what we're doing. We know it works. It's going to work for us. Keep going. Provide each other that feedback. That's just don't apologize. Ugh. It's a pet peeve of mine. Don't apologize for the things that you put in place and that you all agreed to. And you said, this is what we're doing. That clear is kind. You need to surround yourself with people like Barrett, like you said, that are going to give you that great feedback and perfect. Cool. I'm going to take that. Awesome. Thank you. And he shouldn't be apologizing for it either.
Yeah. It's so amazing when you can create more of this currency. That is the secret to your future, secret to your family. When you have trust, people will follow. They will follow your lead, and it's not about you being dynamic or anything. And here's the X factor. When you can create trust, be consistent, be empathetic, be transparent, and you can teach other people to do it, meaning you're creating other leaders that create other leaders, now you're 10Xing your impact on the world and people around you. Now people are behaving the same way. Now they're teaching new team members and even patients, like how we behave here. We tell people the truth. We're consistent about it, and it's really important. And we also, there's also another resource called How Trustworthy Are You? Can you talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, it's a really great tool to just print off. And it's back in our BPA. If you're not a member, please join. It's incredible. So many resources and tools back there. You won't even know what to do with it. Digest the information as you listen to the podcast. But the How Trustworthy Are You is a great resource to print off and read through together as a team during a team meeting. And it's eye-opening. You know, oftentimes it's this self-reflection to know how we show up in the room and how we can do different thing, how we can do things differently to show up better for the people around us. So that's a really great, powerful exercise. The exercise I want you to do right now is the exercise that Craig Groeschel had us do, because we had the amazing privilege of going to this GLS summit that we talked about back in the summer of 2023 in person in, was it Barrington, Illinois? And he did this incredible speech about trust and building trust is these three things. And he said, now we're all humans. And you know the one that you're not the best at right now. Transparency, empathy, and consistency. So he said those very slowly. And he said, when I say it, I want you to think of the one that is that you are currently the most weak at. And when I say it, I want you to stand up. And I mean, we're in this room with thousands of other incredible leaders all across the world that have come from all across the world. And we all stood up at different points when he said these three words. That's what I want you to do right now as you're listening to this podcast. Stand up if it's safe to. If it's not, then I want you to raise your hand. Where is it that you're the weakest currently and where you need the most help, where you need to make some improvements and some modifications? Is it transparency? Is it empathy? Is it consistency? And I'll tell you, the one that it was for me back then is still the one it is for me today. And I'm really grateful to have that moment of self-reflection to say, gosh, I still have some work to do. I now have some bullet points. I now have some tools that are going to support me to get to the next level that I need to be a better leader to those people around me.
Yeah. And I'll go to, I mean, I would struggle with what choosing empathy or consistency. Like I mentioned before, I'm pretty weak on both of those. Transparency, I'm getting better at a lot because I often share too much. But empathy and consistency, there's a ton of work to be done for me anyway on both of those. And I think it's a lifelong project. So any other things you would add, Heather? This is great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
No, here's the thing. We have to recognize that our team members are human. We're human too.
Yeah.
So it's not about being perfect. It's about making an effort and just, you know, it's like James Clear says, 1% better every day. If we can just focus on some small tiny thing, just pick one of the things that we talked about today to improve in yourself, that will create the trust that it is that you're hoping to achieve. All these things, they're the pillars to a thriving dental practice. And if you could just tap into one at a time and make those small improvements 1% every day, you'll get there. It's not built in a day. It's going to take some time. Being transparent with your team that these are three things that you're working on, then hopefully if you've surrounded yourself with the right people, they'll be like the Barrett to Kirk that gives you that feedback, that constructive feedback that you're looking for. And I would encourage you to ask for it. If you tell people around you the things that you're working on and ask them to hold you accountable and you trust them to hold you accountable and you push them to hold you accountable, then hopefully that will happen at a faster rate. Go ahead.
No. You finish your thought.
I was just going to say, take some time to self-reflect like we talked about today. You know, it's really powerful. I get to pause quarterly with a group that I meet with locally, and it is so impactful, not just professionally, but personally as well. And I was able to look back at the last 90 days and say, what were my goals? What were my targets? What was it that I was hoping to achieve that I literally wrote down and said, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm so proud to say I accomplished all of them. So looking inward is how then you can project outward in this transparency, empathy, and consistency. You have to know who you are first and how you're showing up and how you're feeling about it. And if you're unsure, talk to those that are close to you and see where you're at and see which one of the three you could work on.
Well, I, for one, am so proud of you. So keep doing what you're doing, Heather. Doing a great job. And so that was amazing. We really appreciate you. This is a deep one, you guys. This is a really heavy subject. And I'm here to tell you, if you get this, it changes your life and it changes everybody else's life. And I'll leave you with one last thought. It's this. This is hard work. It's the hard work that matters. It takes a lifetime to build great trust. And just 1 second with one really bad decision to lose it all. And so I hope that doesn't happen to you or anybody I know, but that's why you have values. That's why you have people around you. That's why you have to be consistent, and it becomes a lot easier to follow that path. So thank you guys for listening. Hey, if you're struggling with any of this, don't struggle. We are here for you. That's what we do. You can contact Courtney on our team to learn more about ACT, or if you need some help in your practice, you can also join us in the BPA, the Best Practices Association. We now have a free app. If you go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, you can search Best Practices Association and you can start your journey for free, and you can upgrade to join the community and get more and more resources to help you and your team. So make sure you check it out. So Heather, stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else, but thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show podcast. Our jam here is to bring you great information that improves your practice and your life. And we're going to keep bringing it with over 900 episodes. We got 9,000 more because we love this stuff. Dentistry is an amazing profession. It's a very noble profession. And you can create an amazing practice and an amazing life. And we're here to support you every step of the way. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.